Okay, good morning. We will try as follows. We'll try to finish up what we were doing in terms of the Mishnah. I wanted to look at, besides the end of the Mishnah, and then Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, we'll start with the Gemara, because there's a lot in the Gemara. It's going to be exciting, it's going to be fun, but we'll, a lot of Makoros we have to do. We got to make sure we start it on the right foot. And then, assuming that we finish the Mishnah a little bit early, we'll look a little bit at some halachos of Rosh Hashanah, in particular, slichos, which are already no geir. So I wanted to look specifically at two makoros that you had that revisit two issues, I think two of the main issues that were discussed in the Rishonim last week. And I think will help us understand a little bit more those specific issues. So, two of the main issues that were asked by the Rishonim that were addressed were the question of if you are allowed to build an inferior fence or not. We saw machlokas between Rabbi Tam and the Rush. If they want to build a fence out of Hutzah V'Dafna, are you allowed to do it or not? I think that's what we more or less finished up with right before Shabbos. So that question of are you allowed to build an inferior fence or not, again, is a fascinating one. Because if they've agreed to it, why would you think you're not allowed to? We both want to do it. So why should I not be allowed to build a fence that is Hutzah V'Dafna? So for that, if you look at the Chidush HaRan, it's on page Hay, in that the pack of the Rishonim that I had given you. He addresses it as follows, and he starts off by asking the basic question that we addressed slightly last week, but that we didn't again, and that was asked in Shir as well. Vim Tomar. And if you're going to say that Kevan Dahai Kosa Lo Avdin and Lay Ela Lusiluke Hezek Re'iya, if the purpose of the wall is simply to remove Hezek Re'iya, and again, let's assume that the Maskana Sagamara is Hezek Re'iya is Shemei Hezek. So what issue, what has to be accomplished? You have to stop Hezek Re'iya. So as long as there is some sort of boundary, some sort of obstacle which is preventing being able to see in, preventing Hezek Re'iya, so that should be sufficient. So that's the question that the Ran asks. The only purpose of the kosel is to remove any possibility of Hezek Re'iya. Why does the Mishnah go into all the details of the gvil and the gazis, and how wide it has to be, and what materials you have to use? Just put up anything. Hutzah V'Dafna reads, as long as you can't see, should be sufficient. Oh. Answers the Ran. Yesh lomar, shechiyavum chachamim livnos binyan hamiskayim. I think this is part of what we were trying to say at the end of Shir, but we said it a little bit quickly, and the Ran says it a lot better. A lot better. We have to understand the why. Says the Ran that the Chachamim required that you build a wall that can last. You build a wall that can last. And therefore, the width, relative to the height, which is going to actually be a discussion in the Gemara later on, a little bit about the engineering, but assuming that the two are related, and that the reason it has to be a certain width is because that weight slash strength of wall requires a certain base in order to support that height, you need a binyan hamiskayim. Why? Why? It's about Hezek Re'iya. What does Hezek Re'iya have to do with binyan hamiskayim, with how long it's going to last? Says the Ran, Shema Yipol, maybe it's going to fall. V'itztarech lis'atzei mimo bebeizdin. Maybe it will fall, and then he's going to have to take him to Beis Din if one of the parties refuses to put up a wall, because again, the Hutzah V'Dafna wall is not strong. And he's going to be mazikim with hezek ri'iya. What's the Ran saying? What's the Ran saying? What's the reason? If I asked you right now, why is it that according to the Ran, the Chachamim said if there's hezek, in a case of hezek ri'iya, you have to build a wall of substance that's going to last in order to fulfill what Chazal mandated?
Because in the long run, you're not going to accomplish what you're trying to get to.
Oh, excellent. Right? He seems to be saying 2 points, but the second one seems to qualify the first. Right? He does say, because lest you're going to have to go to Beis Din. Lest you're going to have to go to Beis Din. Is that the only issue? It's going to cost money, it's going to cost time. He doesn't stop there. Right? Whenever you're doing the Rishon, you've got to read the entire sentence. He could do that. You're going to have to go to Beis Din. And what's going to happen during that period of time while you're in Beis Din? V'yehi maziko behezek ri'iya. And if it takes time to get to the Beis Din, you got to put your paperwork together, you got to get an appointment, they have to judge, they have to adjudicate. It could take 2 or 3 weeks, maybe longer, I don't know. And what's going to happen during that time? He's going to be damaging it. So what's the pshat? Sounds like what the Ran is saying is that part of the solution of hezek ri'iya is that it has to be a lasting wall, because otherwise I have only solved the problem temporarily. And that is not what Chazal wanted. Because if I'm just going to solve it today and it's going to happen again tomorrow, don't waste your time. Chazal are not interested in that. They wanted a permanent or semi-permanent solution. That seems to be what the Ran is saying. If you would disagree with the Ran and say that Hutzav Adafna is sufficient, as Rabbeinu Tam said in Tosfos, right, that if they both agree that Hutzav Adafna is enough, then what's the pshat according to them? Or the pshat according to them is that Chazal ideally wanted that you would give a wall of substance, but not doing it is only the first half. It's going to cause an inconvenience of going to Beis Din. That's your problem. In the interim, there's going to be hezek ri'iya. Okay, but right now we solved the problem, and as long as we put a measure in place which solves the problem, that is good enough. So it seems to me the machlokas really hinges on that, the latter half of this sentence. Meaning, are we concerned with, in terms of hezek ri'iya, with the long term? Or right now I have a problem, we have to deal with that issue. So Chazal preferred that you take care of it in a way which is going to solve an issue permanently, or semi-permanently. But if you don't, then you choose not to. So the fact that there's going to be Beis Din, whatever, you guys have to deal with that. We can only put so much in place. But then the Ran gives one more case. Says the Ran, Ulefichach, and therefore, Afilu ratza echad me'am lechnos b'soch shelo v'livnos b'shelo b'tzav dafna. What if one party wants to, on his own property, he wants to build a hutzav dafna fence for the hezek ri'iya? Is he allowed to do that? It's my own property. Should I be allowed to do that? L'chori, yes. Says the Ran, no. No. Chaveru kofeu sheyibne ben shneim gevilo gozis kefi aminag. D'shema yipo v'yitztarech l'zad seimimo b'beis din. So says the Ran, what if he wants to build on his own property with hutzav adafna? Can I stop him? Says the Ran, yes, I is on his own property. Okay, but again, we're talking about a case when they agreed to split. Now it's what Chazal called the hezek ri'iya situation. And therefore, the other party can't force him to build gvil gazes on one property, but he can force him to build it in the middle with gvil and gazes. Again, if you assume that the price of gvil and gazes, even for half, is going to be more expensive than Hutzav Adafna, even if I built the Hutzav Adafna completely. So maybe I prefer to do it to Davna on my property. No, I can force you. Why? Oh, it's the same svara. Because even though you're going into your own property, but why are we building the wall? Because it has a kriya. And then if it falls down, we're going to have to go to Beis Din. What else do you have to go to Beis Din? So the Ran doesn't repeat himself. It's a lefichav. Right? But the Choritz is saying the exact same svara. And then we haven't solved the Hezek Re'iyah issue. Now, if it wasn't the Hezek Re'iyah situation, and the guy decides on his own, I want to build Hutzah V'dachla on my own property, of course you can't get involved in that. But if it's a Hezek Re'iyah situation already, which now Chazal mandate requires Gvil Gazes, etc. in the middle, then Hutzah V'dachla is not even a solution in one's own property. Good? So that's what the Ran says. So again, I think that's more or less what we were saying at the end of Shir on Thursday, but the Ran is much more explicit in terms of the Svara behind it than the other Rishonim that we saw. Yes?
Just to clarify, if only one person wants privacy, and he wants to build leads on his own property, could the other guy force him out to build. If
it's a little more complicated than that, but we're not familiar with all the details yet. But if it's a non-Hezek Re'iyah situation, and he just decides on his own, I want a little bit extra privacy, but it's not Hezek Re'iyah that Chazal would mandate, meaning they didn't agree to build the wall, they didn't agree to split the property, it was already split, and Hezek Re'iyah is lav shmei Hezek, and I want to do it on my own property, I can do anything I want on my own property. Enoch and I'm. Oh. The second point that I wanted to look at is the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes. He's dealing with a different issue that we dealt with last week. And then after that we'll try to finish up the Mishnah. He is dealing with the following situation. We said, according to It was the Yad Ramah. We saw the Yad Ramah last week, that the Yad Ramah said, what happens in a case where they don't own the Chatzer 50-50? They don't own the Chatzer 50-50. Do we assume that the pshat in the Mishnah is that they're dealing with a normal case, which is 50-50, and that's why they have to build a kosel be'emtza, and that's the chiddush of saying be'emtza? Or the Ramah says, no, you always have to build it in the middle. Even if one owns two-thirds, one owns a third, we don't say that the space and the cost of the wall gets split two-thirds and one-third. Why not? So the Yad Ramah explained, because this is a fence which is being done because of Hezek Re'iyah. And the Hezek Re'iyah is equal from one side to the other side. It doesn't matter how much space you have. If it was something related to enhancing the Chatzer, so that you split 50-50. But if it's not related to being Mishabeach, the Chatzer in any way, it's just about Hezek Re'iyah, then that gets split 50-50. Right? Oh. So the Shita Mekubetzes is actually right under this Ran, also on page Hey, addresses the same scenario. He says, Ikul Meidak. Says we can have you can be medayik in the Mishnah. Why doesn't it say that in Gvil the total is 6 tvachim instead of saying this one gives 3 and this one gives 3? We saw these questions already, right? If the Mishnah says you're going to do it according to whatever they do in that place, then why do I have to tell you how much? Just do according to Minhag HaMadina. Oh. So v'shema asalash me'ina, maybe it's coming to teach us, even if one wanted to enter his own property and build Gvil Gazes, okay, we're going to leave that reason aside, that's based on a Gemara later on. We're not familiar with that concept yet. But you skip down 2 lines, v'odi shlomar, we can also say, that it's coming to teach us, Dilo neima bonim bemta dafka kesheish lem chalakim shavim b'chatzer. Don't say that it's only in the middle if they have 50-50 ownership in the chatzer. It has to be in the middle of the chatzer, meaning 50-50. But if one has one third and one has two thirds, everybody's going to have to give according to his ownership. Don't say that. And that's why it says, each one gives three. Okay. So we saw that already. No chiddush there. The next paragraph, the Shita Mekubetzes makes an interesting diuk in Rashi. We had a question, if you recall, on Rashi, that Rashi says Ba'emza, right? Third line from the top. Rashi at the beginning of the Mishnah. Rashi said, the Gemara Mishnah says you will do Be'emza. And Rashi said, this one gives half of the property and this one gives half the property. And we asked, why does Rashi tell us that? Why does Rashi tell us that? What would I have thought otherwise? It's Be'emza, so each one gives half. Of course each one gives half. That's the pshat in Be'emza. So unless there's an alternative pshat, why is Rashi telling it to us? Says the Shita Mekubetzes. Ava Rashi Zal Metchila Pirsh De Be'emtza. Hainu Zen No Se Mechal Ko Kloma Me Eze Chel Che Yeh Lo Yitin Chatzi Mako Be'akoso De Lo Mash Me Lim Zachotzi Be'davko De Bechol Gav Ne Mari Mastisin. Oh. What's the Medayik in Rashi? Now that we understand what we've seen, what we just saw in the Shita Mekubetzes, what we saw in the Yad Ramah, maybe that's the Pshat in Rashi also. Why did Rashi say, Bem says, this one gives half and this one gives half? That's not a Chiddush. That's not a Chiddush in a 50-50 Chatzar. Maybe what Rashi is telling us is that it's always Bem Tzah. You're always going to give half. But isn't that obvious? No. It's not obvious. Because what about if you're dealing with a non 50-50 case? What if it's a two-thirds, one-thirds? Then it's not Zenosein Michael Chatzi Makom Ovi. And this one gives Chatzi Makom Ovi. It depends on the measurements. No. That's the Chiddush that Rashi is telling us. Ba'emtza is Dafka Ba'emtza. Right? So the Diyuk in Rashi that we weren't sure what to do with, so the Shita Mekubetzes now points us in a good direction. Right? There is a reason why Rashi says it, even though it seemed obvious, because it's not obvious under this circumstance. Good? Oh. Let's see. Again, those are left, we'll call them leftover ha'aris from last week. Let's finish up the Mishnah, and then we will see. And then we'll see a little bit of halachos of Rosh Hashanah. Good. So back inside the Mishnah. So we saw the Mishnah says, "Ashutvin sheratzu lasas mechitza b'chatzar bonas hakosa b'emtza." Shutvin partners that want to build a mechitza, they build it in the middle. Now again, what's the potential chiddush in the middle? Again, the Ramah, the Shita Mekubetzes, maybe Rashi, are all telling us that even if it's not 50-50, oh, Malkum Shednagul, those Bill Gazes, Kvisim Levainin, Bonin. In a place where the Minog is to build with these materials, you build it, Hakol Kaminag Amadina, according to the Minog of that place. So we had a few options now, what Hakol Kaminag Amadina is, why you need both, that it could be there are certain cases when if you're using these materials, something we shouldn't learn, you have to use these dimensions. You can't use other ones. But if you don't have any, then you're like, oh, Medina. What are the measurements? Gvil, Zeno, Zengim, Otvachim, Zeno, Zengim, Otvachim. If it's Gvil, each one gives three Tvachim. Because it's Zeno, Zeno, Tvachayim, Umechza, Zeno, Zeno, Tvachayim, Umechza. If it is Gozes, each one gives two and a half. V'kvisin zeno zein tvachayim v'zeno zein tvachayim v'lvinin zeno zein tevach mechsa v'zeno zein tevach mechsa. Fine. That's what we saw last time. Says the Mishnah, l'fichach, therefore, im nafal hakosel hamakom v'avonim shal shneyim. Therefore, if the wall falls, the place and the stones belong to both of them. What's the therefore? What's the therefore? So the order of the therefore is what? Now that we said that when they're building a wall, they each have to contribute half of the money and half of the karka, half of the location. So if it falls down, we can assume that it's 50-50. Okay. But what's the chiddush of that line? Oh, meaning if you hold not like the opinions that say that it's right, not like the opinions that say that it's always going to be 50-50, then what? Then the fiddle doesn't make sense, right? Then it's problematic because not true, right? Because if you hold that it was 70-30, that the ownership is 70-30, so then they're not going to split it. Unless there's some reason that we're going to say you get his... Right? Doesn't seem likely. So what's the chiddush of the lefichach? So let's see what Rashi says. Lefichach. Ho'el b'tchilas ha'binyan. Since from the beginning of the building, chiyavum chachamim livnos bein shneihem, the chachamim obligated that it be built between them, meaning which means physically between them, but it also means splitting the cost between them. Right? They're going to cover the cost together. Im nafal kosel la'achar shanim rabim. If after many, many years, the wall falls down, right? Because it's not a hutzah v'dafka wall. They built the wall the right way, so it shouldn't be falling down. But everything falls down at some point. Right, you need to strengthen it, you need to build it up. So 25 years later, the wall falls down. And we have no idea who it belongs to. So says the Mishnah, you can assume that they followed the instructions of the Takanas Chachamim. And therefore, it can be split half and half.
I'm sorry, where are the original owners at this point? They sold.
Oh, we have no reason to think that they sold yet, right?
Why can't we just ask them? Then we have to assume.
Oh, good. Let's see the rest of Rashi. Good. Im nafal kosel eino echad yachal omar kol kosel livna bechelki umishali yoyu avanim. The answer is that they're each claiming that it belongs to them. Or one says it was 50-50, and the other guy says, no, it was all mine. So they might be there for us to ask, but they're not giving the answer that we would have expected. So now, what do we assume? Afa pisha huchzok yoser mechavero ukegon chenafa kosa bechelko kelim mefarish begemara. Okay. The two most important words in this Rashi are kelim mefarish begemara. Meaning the Gemara is going to deal with this. But bekitzer, and very bekitzer, what Rashi is telling us based on the Gemara is that even if the current setup is such that there is reason in terms of the general halachos and we don't know what's happening, right? We sometimes follow something called a chazaka. What is a chazaka?
You have more of a right to something.
When you have more of a right to something, what gives you more of a right to something? So why do you have more of a right to it? It's one of those terms that you're not normally asked to define. You just kind of use it, right? So what is it? We'll talk about it more when we get to Dabdal. This Tosfos over here, Lefichach, is a massively important Tosfos on many levels. We're not going to do it now. because you can't really understand the Tosfos without Rashi's Kedefarish B'Gemara. But B'Mirtz Hashem, when we get to Daf Dalet and we understand that Gemara, we'll come back and we'll look at this Tosfos. But what if you think about it, what is a chazakah? A chazakah usually is the simplest way of our interpreting a reality, given that we don't know what actually happened. Meaning, I'll give you an example.
It's like status quo.
Sometimes status quo is the way to do it, but sometimes not. But it's a chazak. So the simplest chazaka, and that's what maybe some of this is based on. We have a chazaka. Chazaka ko ma shetachas yad adam shalom. Whatever is in your possession belongs to you. Which means, if I see that you're holding your pen, or you're wearing your watch, and then somebody else comes and says, that's my pen, and that's my watch, the simplest understanding, if we don't have any other proof, is that it's going to belong to you. Why? Because we don't know. But we have the right to assume that the simplest interpretation of reality is the reality. And therefore, the chazakah that what you're holding on to belongs to you is the simplest way of interpreting the facts. Oh. So here, now, Rashi's telling us there is a chiddush in the Mishnah. The chiddush in the Mishnah is that even if we're dealing with a situation in which the chazakah might say that there's more of a reason to assume that it belongs to one than the other, which is that it fell down into one's rishus. Now, why is that a reason to assume that it belongs to one or the other? It's got to fall somewhere. What are the chances that the wall falls 50-50 exactly? You know, my ownership falls into mine and yours falls into yours. The Gemara is not stupid. The Gemara knows that's unlikely that's going to happen. So it's going to have to be more complex than that. There are other factors. Let's say it falls down and I haven't done anything. It's been sitting there for a year and I haven't made it laid clean. Meaning there are other things that can happen that can cast a shadow on our understanding of the Metzius. And the rule is, again, with a lot more details, that what the Mishnah is telling us is that since the Takanas Chachamim is such that you're supposed to build it jointly, then even if the current reality seems to point in a different direction, we still assume that it's 50-50. Is that true for every chazak? That's more what Tosfos deals with. So again, on the surface, there would not be a chiddush, right? Just saying that it's lefichach, and that's presumably why Rashi and then the Gemara have to come up with some sort of case. Because for the Mishnah just to say, oh, there's a halacha that you have to build it 50-50, and therefore it falls down, we divide it, that's obvious. It has to be some sort of something else going on that's pointing us in a different direction and saying, don't take it at face value. There are other factors, and then the chiddush of the Mishnah, we still assume it. Good? Again, there are a lot more details to that, in particular in this Tosfos, but we are going to leave it. Oh. So that's the Lefichach part of the Mishnah. Weiter in the Mishnah, says the Mishnah, V'chein b'gina, and similarly in a gina. A gina is a garden. What's similar in a garden? Rashi says, V'chein b'gina, mechayven es shneyem livnos b'makom shenahagu ligdar ba'emtza. If the minhag of the place, again, it's interesting that Rashi sets it up that way, what if it's not the minhag of the place? Does it depend on has a griya? Does it not depend on has a griya? So that's going to be part of what the Gemara discusses. Right? How much you can prove from the end of the Mishnah to the beginning. But if we're in a similar situation in which there is an obligation to build, then it gets split 50-50. Again, Rashi seems to be getting it based on the Gemara. But if there is a minhag to build, then you have to build. You have to build. Oh. And therefore, the same chiddush would apply that we would be allowed to assume that it belongs to everybody. Aval b'bika, but in a bika, what is a bika? Stay halavan, Rashi. What's stay halavan? A white field. What's a white field? Wheat. A wheat field. Why is it called a white field? Not because white and wheat sound similar, because that's only in English. The reason it's called a white field is because the tops of the wheat, right, when they're all in their full growth, give that appearance of being white. So it's a stay halavan. Aval bebika, but in a field, makom shenagu shelo ligdar ein mechayven oso. In a place where there is not a minag to build, you don't obligate him. So is that really so different? Doesn't sound so different. So what does Rashi tell us? Makom begemar mefarish makamar. The Gemara is going to ask, what does that line mean? Because it doesn't read straight. So, we're going to rely on, we're going to take Rashi at face value, and assume that the Gemara is going to tell us what this line means, because it's hard. It's a hard line to understand. But again, what you see clearly from the Mishnah is that there are at least three categories of outdoor-owned spaces. Right? We have a chatzar, a courtyard, which again, Rashi defined for us also, is the area in front of the house where which was Rov Tashmishin. We have a gina, which is a garden. If you place the rock, tells us it's a kind of place where you grow vegetables, a vegetable garden, a nice place. And then you have a field. And again, if it's all about Hezek Re'iyah, then it makes sense that different places, depending on their usage, might have different halachos. What all those different levels are, we can't gather them from the Mishnah. We don't know. Yeah.
And then, I think the Rosh that we saw discussed how like there's a conversation about how Gina's might have more as a Rio over.
Yeah. The Gemara is gonna go through that another base and try to figure out, right, is one more Chumar or one maybe more Pashim is the easier way of saying it, that there would be or would not be Hezekiah than other ones. But again, right, let's just keep that there are three categories, and then we're going to see this all Mirtz Hashem in the Gemara. Oh. But there is an interesting halacha that emerges at the end of the Mishnah here. So, b'bika magum shenagu shelo ligdor ein mechayv noso. You don't obligate him. But if he wants to build alim ratza, kodesh sasok shelo labona. He comes into his own property and builds a wall. V'oseh chazis mibachutz. And he makes a chazis on the outside. What is a chazis? Rashi says, Mefarish b'gemara. A chazis is some sort of sign. He makes a mark on the outside of the wall. The outside of the wall. Why the outside of the wall? Why not on the inside of the wall?
Property is.
Well, the property ends at the wall.
Yeah, is it left or the right?
Meaning, is the wall included or not? Is it his wall or not his wall? So why not on the inside?
Because the outside is from here on. If it's already on the other side.
Maybe. Okay. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Lefichach, and because that is true, what's true? Or that he can put up a chazis. Right? He puts up the chazis, he puts up the sign. If not, if the wall falls on him, shalom. Then it belongs to him if it falls down. Okay? Again, figure out what the chiddush of that is. Im osu midas shneyem, bonus akosa, bemza bosni chazes mikan and mikan. If they both agree in the place where there's no minhag to build the wall, they decide they want to, and they build it in the middle, then they should put a chuzis on each side. The fiyach and nava goes on walking by one of Joshua, and everything falls down, it belongs to both of them. What's the obvious question? Right? Why not put a chuzis nowhere? Don't put up any chuzis. The Gemara will ask that question as well. So again, the end of the mission in terms of the chazis and how you demonstrate your ownership in the bika is going to be, again, the subject of the Gemara is going to point out. Again, Rashi adds that the reason you do it is the hodiya sheshnei masa'uha, to declare that they both do it. So what's Rashi coming to add? Well, that we know, meaning we sort of know why that is, because there's an obligation to build. Right? In the chatzer, if we're talking about a place, there's an obligation to build, so then we're allowed to assume that it belongs to both of them. If there's no obligation to build, so then the question is, what's the assumption?
What if the minhag is not to build a chatzer in the chatzer? Like everybody understood. You still decide to build in the middle.
If it's, again, it depends on how you read the Mishnah. If it's the minhag is not to build, and they both decide that they want to build, so then the din of the Mishnah would apply. Just be a question of materials. The location would be in the middle. L'chora not. Right? L'chora in the chatzar, once the wall is up, the simplest interpretation is that it belongs to both of them, because that's the Takanas Chazal. Apparently here that's not the case. Again, every line of this Mishnah is going to be dissected by the Gemara. There is actually a discussion. What happens if it's a chatz, similar to what you're asking, what happens if we find a chazis on a wall in a chatz? Not that you had to put one up, but let's say it was up. So is there significance to that or not? So that is a discussion that we'll have to get to in the Rishonim as well. Good? So that's basically the mission. Again, the Tosfos here Lefichach deals a lot with shot in the Lefichach line and questions of Chazaka, and that Amir Tzashem we'll deal with when we get to Daf Talid, and tomorrow we'll pick up with the Gemara. What we'll see as we go through the Gemara is there are going to be other Gemaras, especially in the second Perek, that we're going to have to spend some time on, and it's going to take us a little bit further off the page than we often like to go. But I think it's just very, very hard to understand what our Gemara is talking about if we don't go on that journey. So I will put that in Yirtz Hashem on the Makoros for tomorrow. Good? Okay, so again, with the remaining time, we'll look a little bit at some of the halachos relevant to Slichos.